Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I love a good fishnet. I want to catch me a bass, bitch.
This motherfucker. Are you even allowed inside of a Hot Topic? Hey, swing better. Why would people yell that when you're trying to play baseball to distract him?
I think it's distracting. Swing.
I don't know why, but like, that is that just to piss you off?
I think it's to piss you off, but also thanks, because that's what I'm doing.
I know, but like, that pissed me off. I don't like being told what to do when I'm doing the thing what to do.
Me either. I don't like to be told what to do, period. That's why I fucking want to fight people in Chipotle. Don't tell me to put my dog down, even though you're 100% right. Don't tell me to do things. You're not my fucking father. Swing better. No, fuck you. Now I'm going to strike out.
I just don't like being... Yeah, it is very true. Why is that? You don't like being told what to do? But it's like... Like somebody could be like, hey, can you go up in line? And you're like, I was going to.
Now I'm not. I'm not going to go up in line now.
The now I'm not is... That's where you get real petty. It's like, I was going to, but now I'm not going to.
Now, the now I'm not. No. Do it, please. I don't like it. I think it's because once you cross a threshold of now I pay rent and I have a 401k, fuck you. No one, don't tell me what to do.
Once you get a 401k, you're like, I'm my own boss.
Do you remember when you were younger and then someone said 401k and you're like, is that a cereal? What is that?
I thought that was when you died. Just like, where's this 401k?
Yeah, you just get it.
I still think about the fact that people like, there's an option that after somebody passes away, they're like, burn them to ashes? It is wild to me. And then they just chill over your fireplace in a urn. Urn? What is it? Urn?
An urn. Yep.
Urn?
Urn.
Have a more respectful name.
Yeah. Also, you didn't earn that place on your fuck. Got him. You know what I mean? My dad's always like, put me in ashes and sprinkle me in the Yellowstone.
Yellowstone? Where would you get like thrown out? Foot Locker?
Foot Locker. Got.
Damn, I'd want to do somewhere that. Like hilarious. Like I would want my homie to go skydiving, but not over like a random city. Like, I don't know, like just Winnipeg and just fucking flying out there. And then just my ashes like, where's that fire? Yeah, it's fucking raining Trevor Wallace, bitch. I wouldn't pay because it'd be dead. But I would pay the local newscast to be like, today's 100% chance of raining douchebag. And they're like, what? They look out and they get hit with the shark tooth necklace. How did shark tooth necklaces ever catch on? I'll tell you how. Some dude was wearing one and he was buff as fuck and he had sex. And the friend was like, hold on.
That's how everything happened. You know that, right? Sex. Why do people wear Converse? Someone put on Converse.
I thought you were going to say condoms, and I was like, sex!
And they had sex, and that's it. That's how everything happens.
That is true.
You know how women are like, oh, God, I hate guys with no jobs. Then don't fuck anyone with no job. And then every dude in the world will have a job.
Yeah, there's a reason people used to pierce their eyebrows.
Why?
Sex.
That's it. Dude, I had a tongue ring. You know why? Because I licked that coochie raw.
You would lick it with a tongue ring?
That's the point.
Get a tongue ring.
Why?
I can't believe that.
You can't believe that? Everything we've been through.
Right, but looking at you now.
Correct.
It's hard to look at like, my mom. Mom, I love you. My mom sent me pictures of my senior yearbook graduation like photo shoot that I never saw.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like those cheesy ass ones where you do like, we'll put them on the screen, but like where you like have the coat over your shoulder and the tie's like undone.
Yeah.
And you just look like you're trying to play an alcoholic stepdad in a play. You know, like it's really not good. I was like, why are school photographers so trash? Is it their trash or they're just fed up with their jobs? Or you're telling a bunch of, you know, fucking horned up 17-year-olds like, hey, be a model. And they're like,
Why do people go to Sears to take pictures? Do you remember that? Back in the fucking 70s and fucking goddamn 80s? Where would you go get pictures? Sears.
Uh-huh.
No, that's where you buy a lawnmower. What the fuck are you doing? Lawnmower and then get pictures?
Sears is just like a front for the world. It's like, what is actually going on down there?
Is Sears still here?
Lowe's? I don't know.
Lowe's? No, Sears.
I know, but they're in the same boat. They'd be at the same party.
Yeah, but Lowe's is doing well.
Really?
Well, Sears is hilarious because Sears sells lawnmowers and also you can buy a set of knives.
Well, that's what I love about IKEA. They're just, those do everything, you know?
Oh, Sears we did talk about done. Sears is done?
Well, they're still kind of open, but they filed for bankruptcy in 2018. So they're on their way out.
Damn.
I mean, if they made it all the way to 2018, shout out to Sears. That's pretty good.
Yeah. That's a legacy.
Bankruptcy is hilarious to me. There's so many people like, hey, you owe us money. And they go, well, bankrupt. And they go, ah, fuck.
And it's hilarious because the actual definition of bankruptcy is not what you think it is.
No.
Like, rappers declare for bankruptcy all the time, but are still racked up.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, you can have $6 million in the bank and be like, bankrupt.
But it's kind of like a term like that is like kind of like impeached. Like, remember when Trump got impeached?
Yeah.
He didn't actually like leave office, but everybody on my timeline was like, he's fucking out of here. I was like, this is such a long process. Like, you usually get impeached and then everyone else who's ever been impeached leave. But he was like, what is that? A strike? You get a slap on the wrist?
What is that? A fruit salad?
Yeah. Impeach? I don't like peaches.
That's a shitty LaCroix flavor. I hate that shit.
Impeach. Yeah. What's the worst LaCroix flavor? I'll tell you. What is it? It starts with a T? No.
Tangerine?
Pamplemousse. Pamplemousse?
No, that's the
best. Pamplemousse
one.
Is not the best.
No, it's the worst.
Oh, the worst.
Pamplemousse?
Pamplemousse is fine. You know my favorite one? Coconut. Everyone wants to fight me?
Yeah, trash.
Carbonated coconut?
Listen, I put feet in my mouth. Fuck everyone here. All right. I don't care.
Speaking of feet in the mouth.
Oh, goddamn. Are we going to get into it already?
I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Why else do people listen to this podcast? They're like, man, you're talking about carbonated coconut. Let me talk about the real nut.
Let me tell you what.
So, first of all.
Yeah. Set it
flip
up.
Flip the thing back, flip it and reverse it. What happened? Review.
Flip it and reverse it.
Give me the synopsis. Synopsis.
Synopsis.
They're the same thing.
Synapsis.
Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra?
Frank Synapsis.
Frank Sinatra.
So you're telling me there's...
Blue Eyes, also Mob.
He was in the Mob?
No, but the Mob pushed him. He was like, he wouldn't have been even nearly as famous as he was without the Mob being like, he's going to be.
So his marketing team was just Giovanni with a fucking Glock?
Yep. He walked into Bellagio like, hey, you know who's fucking next? And they're like, I don't know, David Copperfield? And they're like, nah, Frankie Blue Eyes, bitch. And then this would happen.
That's so funny how crazy the Mob used to be involved in like Hollywood. I mean, they probably somehow still are. I don't know.
No, definitely. They didn't just go away. I think it's like, you know that the fucking thing they say about the devil, like the greatest trick the devil ever played was making people think that he wasn't around. I think the Mob is like that too. Everyone's like, the Mob is dead. And the Mob is just like sitting there racked out owning trash companies. Like, yeah. Hey, we're gone. We're fucking gone. Yeah, no, we're not.
I mean, it's crazy. I don't know.
Feet. All right. So,
I mean, you could say that at any given point in this podcast, somebody be like, there we are.
Okay. All right. So as the loyal listeners have known, there was this girl just from Arizona that was coming to visit me this weekend. And she came, she saw, and she conquered.
Goddamn. Oh, boy.
She put a motherfucking American flag down and said, this is my dick. Boom. And I said, yes, ma'am. Yep. And I came. Doesn't matter.
All right.
Yep. Goddamn.
That was very quick. Wait, so is it synapsis or synopsis? I was going to say that's a quick synopsis. Synapsis? It's the same thing.
Synopsis. It's not even close. Synapsis happened in your brain. Synapsis. Like you're like, oh, I'm thinking slow. My synapsis is not firing as fast as it normally does. When you think of synopsis, your brain, your synapses is not firing quick enough to understand that there's a difference.
So what's the right one I'm trying to say here? Synopsis.
Synopsis. Synopsis right. Is like, hey, man, what was that book about? I don't want to fucking read it. Give me the synopsis. And he's like, all right, chapter one, Wrinkle in Time sucks.
Synopsis and snap nuts.
Wow. Snapchat?
You ever say a word so many times, it just sounds like scientific?
Yep.
Synopsis?
Orange. You ever get high and just say words?
Yeah, I get high and I just stare in the mirror and brush my teeth for like 7 minutes.
Weird.
It's the best my teeth have ever looked.
Weird.
That's when you know I'm smoking weed again. My teeth look fantastic. My acne is trash, but I'll tell you what, the teeth be shiny as hell.
Why is your acne trash? You just eat chocolate?
You smoke weed, your face gets oily, you can go to sleep. And you're like, I don't really want to wash.
Oh, right, yeah. Right. You know what I do?
Jerk off.
That's where I was going.
Yeah.
At night, you know, it's like a little nightcap. It's kind of like my glass of wine, I would say.
Yeah, boy.
Little fucking What? but now I know that like when I'm jerking overnight, I'm gonna be super sleepy and then go right to sleep. So what I do is I fucking wash my face, brush my teeth.
Whoa!
And put a little face lotion, get myself ready.
That's some adult shit.
Bruh.
That is some adult
401.
Shit. Cock.
Yup.
Damn, that's thinking ahead. I like that. Good for you, man.
Yeah.
And going into you, like, I don't want to do this shit. And then you do it, and you're like, this is a successful jerk off.
Yes.
Reward yourself.
Oh, let me tell you something. You ever wake up, open
yes.
your eyes? You ever wake up, first of all, I got two feelings at the same time when you said yes. You ever wake up, you ever open your eyes and go, fuck, again?
No.
I got to do this again? Oh, Wednesday. Cool.
I'm the opposite where I gotta go to sleep already.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I'm a goddamn, I got to wake up. What do I do? Oh, I don't know. Put on pants. Fuck this. All right. The same thing over and over. Ugh, Groundhog's Day.
Really? I like life. Life's tight. I like waking up.
You know what, man? I'll tell you what. We had this conversation, like, whatever podcast ago, because I was like, I like life. And you're like, man, what's wrong with you? I love life. And I'm telling you, man, that really changed my perspective a little bit. I swear to God, even, like, small things. I was, like, watching a squirrel eat a nut. Not my nut, a nut. Goddamn.
A nut.
A nut. And I was like, that's beautiful. That's when you know you're, like, life, when you just look at a squirrel all weirdly. You're like, honestly, get that nut. You ever cheer on nature?
Yes, all the time. I see lizards doing push-ups. Yeah. I'm like, let's fucking go, bro. Dude. Lizards cranking them out like they're in the jail yard, you know?
Goddamn.
Listen up, guys. Manscaped, bow, 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 air horns, has a new product for you, the Weed Whacker, okay? And what is that, you might be asking? Well, that's to clear out them little nostril hairs. You know, what are they doing in there?
I don't know. You ever look and you have a long one and you go, oh, I'd rather just cut my nose off than have this in my face. There was a poll.
Uh-huh.
79% of partners said they do not like long nose hairs. Who is the 21% that actually enjoy nose hairs?
The Jackling's beef jerky mascot. There's nobody likes nose hair. I've seen one of them, just one, like peeking out, and I'm like, I got it. What, retirement home?
And hold on.
AARP? What is that?
I have a product for you.
What is
it's called
it?
The goddamn Weed Whacker from fucking Manscaped. Ion battery, rechargeable, also waterproof.
And every 3 months I send you a new blade because we know you got hair up there, baby.
Nose and ear. If you got ear?
Ear hair. Oh, I can't.
Nope.
Oh, can I listen to whatever you're listening to on the AirPods? Oh, sorry. There's 4 pieces of hair on there.
Gross.
What is this, a 24-hour fitness stall? No. Ladies and gentlemen, honestly, I've said this so much about Manscaped. These are products that I never would have thought I would have bought. Now they have me in my life, I'm like, this is life-changing. I get in there and I shave up the nostrils and it is fantastic. I feel like a better person. I can breathe easier. And I feel like I'm really getting max capacity. The muffler's ready.
Yeah.
Intake, yep. Good.
Yeah.
Good breath.
Smell flowers all of the time.
Yeah.
So get 20% off and free shipping with the code STIFF at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code STIFF. What are you waiting for? Go whack your weeds, dude.
Goddamn.
Dude, when I see a squirrel get away from another squirrel, I'm like, ha, bitch. I talk shit to the squirrel that missed the other squirrel. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I love the, cause I'm not like a night guy. I'm more like a day, like it's bright out. I love natural light. You know, that's yeah. why I just like, it just makes you feel like you're just really doing it, man. Cause like, I don't know. My mom texted me last night and she was like, congrats, it's September. That means you quit your day job 2 years ago. And I was
oh,
like,
oh, wow.
Damn. And it was little shit like that. I'm like, oh, damn. I did the thing. I told myself I was going to quit and pursue comedy full time. And now we're here. And, you know, so now every time I wake up, I'm like, let's keep pushing this dream forward.
Yeah,
if I didn't have anything to live for, fuck it. I'd be that's sad. Be jamming Xbox controllers in my ass while they on. Vibrate.
Oh, shit.
I just hold down the trigger.
A, B, C for cum.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I just like finding what I wanted to do in my life, like changed everything. Really.
Dude, I was talking to my therapist recently because I have trouble with I have trouble like embracing like the thought of being successful. Like I just always like, because I feel like if I think about it, it'll go away. So I just
what
always
do
just like
think, what do you mean think about what?
If I sort of label my success, like label the success, like I am successful, I feel like if I label it, then it'll go away.
Because you feel like you can be complacent.
Yes, I feel like it can be complacent, but also on some like voodoo shit a little bit. I'm not gonna lie. Like when I was younger, like a kid, I had a little bit of superstition. Like I have so much
superstition to this day.
Yeah, you know? Like if I play basketball and I played well in socks, them socks ain't gonna get washed.
Dude, I'm the same with stand up. If I wore this exact outfit right here and I crush, I'm like, that's a go-to outfit. I got a big show, boom, right there.
Bang.
If I eat dicks, all right, well, it's the shirt.
Oh yeah, you know what this shirt's
going? The fact that I haven't been writing jokes all week. Trash.
No, it was a shirt and it's going in an urn. Fucking throw it away. Ashes.
No, I'm very superstitious on that too.
Yeah. So I'm a little superstitious and also like I have trouble labeling myself as successful. So it all comes like to a head where I just like don't really step back and look at accomplishments and appreciate them and, you know, just be excited about certain things. I just sort of put my
head down. You're too busy
looking
forward instead of looking back.
Yeah.
The only time I really look back is when I do smoke at night. Like I did this the other night. I was smoking and I was editing this video me and Chad shot, Churdley's. And I was looking back at some old videos, just like the style and like just like reference. And I was like, this is pretty funny. Because I don't watch my videos and be like, I'll like chuckle or like mentally, all right. Like it's like it's more like robotic and like work for me. I'm like, okay, that's funny. Keep this. Do
that. Because it's math. You're literally just doing math.
It's math in my head. But like when I sat back and watched it, I was high. I was like, this shit is ridiculous. But I don't know. It was just like cool. So I look back usually when I'm a little stoned. Like that's when I have a lot of conversations with myself in the mirror. You're not like just be looking at myself. Everybody who smoked weed just be looking back. Damn, you really out here. You're doing the damn thing. So you got to gas yourself up a little bit. Or I'm the opposite and I'm high and I'm like, my career's done.
I know, but that's why I get nervous when I smoke because I'm always rolling the dice.
It's hit or miss. I'll tell you what.
Rolling the dice. But so I was talking with therapist and she was like, you know, just try to embrace it, blah, blah, blah. But when I talk to people outside of like the circle that I normally hang out with, the people that have like more, like just a better perspective or more like unique perspective. Like someone contacted me earlier, maybe a couple weeks ago, whatever, and just asked me about podcasting. Just like, you know, just another fellow comic of ours. I'm just like interested in just cause she's about to start her own. And like I told her some advice or whatever. And then I told her like how ours was going and I gave her like numbers, whatever. And she like lost her, she was like freaking out, like really happy for us and everything.
Yeah.
And it took that, like her sort of enjoying our success to me having to register to be like, oh no, this is cool. Like this is cool.
It's work for us too. So it's like our head is always on the ground.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's like, we're constantly looking up. We're like, okay, well, what's Joe Rogan writing at?
For real,
You know, so, cause you're always looking up. So it is nice to, you got to set back sometimes.
But it's gotta be best of both worlds though. It's gotta be
both.
Focused, not complacent, keep moving forward, and also have moments where you can step back and be like, this is cool. Like you have to enjoy it.
Well, the negatives outweigh the positive a lot of times. So like, let's say we shoot up in the charts and we're like number 10 in the rankings for comedy. We're like, oh, fuck yeah, that's great. But suddenly the week after we're like back to 83. We're like, what happened? Why is it?
Right.
Which is like, so you're more affected by the negatives than the positive, which and, is the kind of a scale for a lot of things in life. You know?
And that's sort of why like a lot of times I don't get any excitement out of any of this because my brain goes, yeah, but it might all just fall apart next week. So
that's
I don't
good,
enjoy
though,
it.
Because it keeps you on your toes and you're in the mindset. You're like, this is a thing. I'm making this a thing. This is my life. This is what I put all my work into.
Right.
And that's why I wake up every day being like, all right, what are we doing today to keep things moving?
You know?
That's why I legit don't like, I watched a movie with the girl last night and I was just like, I'm going to just enjoy a movie, which is an insane thing to say during a pandemic. I'm going to just be like, ha ha, funny.
I know.
And I was like, is this what people are supposed to do? But like every day I'm like fucking, I'm like that squirrel outside getting his nut. I'm always just like every day be like, boom, how do we like even on the weekends, I'm like, I'm that guy that's like emailing people on Saturdays, be like, yo, haven't heard back, was good, you know. Yeah.
The amount of I apologize, it's the weekend emails I send are bananas. I'm just like, follow up. I don't give a fuck if it's Saturday. Follow back. Hit me back.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Hit me back.
Yeah. Or I just won't respond for like 2 weeks. I'm like, man, shit's crazy. Anyways, Saturday, 3 a.m. But
I do, saying all that is very important to just take a step back and appreciate it in some level. I remember Patrice O'Neill had this thing that I thought was really cool. He was like, when I had my first run of success, it was like I was on a roller coaster and I had my hands up the whole time. And then he's like, when I was finished the roller coaster, I had nothing in my pockets because essentially I had my hands up. So I was spending money. I was getting bitches and fucking drinking and blah, blah, blah. Because I had my hands up. I was enjoying it too much.
Yeah.
So then when he got back on the roller coaster, you know, because the career has ebbs and flows, right? So that huge, amazing pop hit his hands up and you go back down. You have to wait in line to get back on the success roller coaster.
That's then a great perspective.
Yeah. Then he said when he got back on it, he didn't want what happened the first time, no money, whatever, whatever. So he put his hands down and sort of just held onto the rail the whole time. Didn't spend a dollar. But then when he got off, he's like, fuck, dude, I didn't enjoy
no
it
fun.
At
you
all.
Find that median. Yeah.
Then you got to get back in line. He's like, you got to find that. And I remember that all the time. It's like, you can't always be like, whoa, we're number 10. Fuck yeah, fuck yeah, fuck yeah. But you also can't be like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I mean, treat yourself to a little bit of Postmates, you know?
Yes.
Get a motherfucking mint julep, whatever the tit that is, and then get right back in line, you know?
You ever have a nice mint julep on a goddamn porch?
Anything on it. Why do any drink taste better on a porch?
Because you're outside, you're enjoying nature, you're looking at squirrels.
But that's crazy. It could be trash. It could be motherfucking Pepto-Bismol. And you're like swirling with your pinky out.
Yeah.
Weird. I like the taste of Pepto.
Me too. We already talked about our last podcast. I'll talk about it again. I don't give a fuck. It's amazing. It's not amazing. Let me hold on.
It's not amazing, but it's like, it's better than a lot of drinks I've had out there. You know, if somebody's like chased a shot of Fireball with Pepto, I'd be like, game. I'm going to make a mixed drink with Pepto.
Yo, that's not a bad idea. If you just every time, bam, you
what
feel
is
great.
In Pepto-Bismol? Chalk? Why is it pink?
Chalk.
Remember their commercial? They were like, if you're diarrhea, if you're climbing up a wall and you feel something splatter, diarrhea.
That was Pepto-Bismol?
I believe so.
I thought that was a song that they were writing off in fourth grade.
Nah, they've been writing off royalties for years. They had a Pepto-Bismol commercial that put them on the map. I think it was like Billboard Top 10.
There's a drink called the Pepto-Bismopolitan.
Shut up.
I hate when they try to just like the politan at the end. They're just like trying to, oh, it's like a fucking old fuck.
Yeah, politan.
But it's vodka, Pepto-Bismol, lime juice, and cranberry juice in a martini glass.
Vodka, Pepto, lime, huh?
And cranberry juice.
So this has got to be what? Like, COVID. This has got to be like a half an ounce of Pepto?
Or it's a full ounce. Two measures vodka, one measure Pepto.
What does measures even mean?
I don't know. I think it's just a relative.
Well, in a martini, it's about 4 ounces. It's about 4 ounces of liquor. So that means it's like you said, 2 to 1.
So that's 4 shots in a martini.
There's 3 drinks in a martini. I think. Gabe, 3. Did you look that up?
That's crazy. If you were at a restaurant, you're like, hey, can I get 3 shots? Your friends would be like, all right. How bad is it at home?
For real, it's a lot.
But you're like, martini, everyone's like, ooh. But yeah, they're great. Like, that's the biggest loophole. Oh, sorry, one drink per customer, martini.
When I was bartending, I would hook people up that I liked with the martinis, but I would jip people on martinis.
Yeah, all the time. But a bad martini it don't taste good.
Martinis don't taste good. I don't care what you say.
Some, if they're chilled, right amount of vermouth. Is that it?
Yeah, no.
Why did Dracula talk like that? I want to suck your... Shut up.
No.
Sucking nobody's blood. He's like, I want to... who?
A lot of V's, dude.
It sounds like they're just getting... heat, finger in the ass. I want to suck your blood. Yeah, let's get back to it.
Let's get back to fucking what we want to talk about. Success. Everyone's like, shut the fuck up. You put a foot in your mouth and not, you bitch.
Yeah, so she flew in from Arizona, which is already a flex. Flying?
She drove.
Oh, she got that musty butthole.
Yeah, she didn't take no shower. I didn't give a fuck.
She pulled up.
Skirt, got up. First of all, she asked me what I wanted her to wear.
On the drive?
Like when she comes into my place the first time.
Okay, what'd you say?
Your boy said, anything with fishnets. I love a good fishnet. I want to catch me a bass, bitch.
This motherfucker. Are you even allowed inside of a Hot Topic?
Nope. I try to work.
He's back. They put on their face shields. See my nut.
So she
got overalls with fishnets on?
No. So
overalls,
she had,
where you at with them?
On women?
Mm-hmm.
In. On a dude? Nope. I'm not gonna lie. I actually saw some overalls. I think I told you. I saw some overalls on Instagram ad shit. These like kind of khaki ones. I was in. I was like, am I gonna be an overall guy now?
The thing is, once you do anything outside of normal, people go, whoa, yep. Overall guy. And then you're like, God, this is so fucking stupid. Shut up. There's more pockets. I don't need a belt.
Yeah. I don't need, I can put Greta in the top one.
You kangaroo.
Oh shit.
All right. She's over. Fishnets and she's wearing a onesie?
No. She's wearing like a little, oh fuck.
What do your neighbors think?
They think I'm running a sex ring, I think.
Alright. My phone buzzed right as you said that, so it might be the feds.
No, my neighbors are super cool. They're all like, they're super cool, man. They're all out here. They're all fucking doing coke and blowing dudes. My whole complex is a little freaks.
Lit.
Yeah.
Every small complex got that feel. I like small complexes.
Yes.
Because you know everybody and like... but it's like a respect thing. It's like, I might not know your name, but we'll give you the head nod. But these giant complexes are like 400 people. I'm like, I don't, there's too much going on here.
Yeah. Also, where's my package?
Yeah.
You took it? I know you did.
Yo, yeah.
Give it to me. Give my fucking package. I hate, man, you ever lose a package? I lived in a
That's why I live in small complexes. Yep. I need to know where my package is.
Dude, I lived in, I was in Soho the first year I lived in New York. Not even Flex. In a big, yeah, not even a big complex. My grandma sent me, you ever have Omaha Steaks?
I know about
it. You know,
them.
God,
I've heard about the reputation.
If you don't know about it, it comes in like a box with some dry ice and just a bunch of fucking steaks. And the steaks are goddamn good. And my
it's
grandma
so
sent
crazy.
Me. First of all, your grandma sends you Omaha Steaks. A lot of love there. A lot of love.
Anything from your parents or your grandma shipped to you?
A lot of love. A lot of love in there. Probably sent me a nice little card. She said, you get your Omaha Steaks. I said, Grandma, huh? I never got them. I didn't know you sent it to me. She said, I sent them to you a week ago. I said, fuck. Maybe they're coming later. Did they come? No. Someone stole them. Every fucking time I saw someone in that complex I didn't know, in my head it said, you got my, how are my steaks, you fuck?
It was probably funny because this is probably like some dude being like, oh, I'm about to come up on like an Xbox or something cool. And then he opens it. He's like, well, I do love me a good steak.
Dude, they're really nice. But I hated everyone in that complex from then on because I was like, how are my fillets?
Yeah, I need Bert. To know. I need to know.
Yup.
But I mean, most of the times they have that tracking, like, all right, it'll be here between, you know, end of day on Tuesday. And I'm at the door like, what day? Right. It's end of day in New York. Where you at, bitch?
Different what time zone, you fuck?
Yeah, exactly. I need,
so she
I need
comes
to
in.
Know. So yeah, she's wearing fishnets.
So she's wearing,
motherfucking out here so looking she, like a goddamn, I don't have a.
It's okay. It's okay. She's wearing fishnets. I'm trying to catch me a goddamn catfish. Okay. So.
You got catfish?
Huh?
Goddamn. What's up, guys? This next sponsor is none other than Mack Weldon, okay? If you want success, you better dress your best.
Mack Weldon is a premium men's essential brand that believes in smart design and high-quality fabrics. Mack Weldon offers a one-stop shop for men's basics. Goddamn! Socks! Stiff
what?
Socks!
Socks!
Huh?
Socks.
Shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shirts. Whatever you need, Mack Weldon has you covered.
Unlike the assortment of department stores that make your top drawer, Mack Weldon's got it all. The basics that have a consistent fit that you can count on, all right?
You're not just going to look great in Mack Weldon. Their underwear, socks, and shirts perform well, too. For working out, going to work, or on a date, man, Mack Weldon is for everyday life. Mack Weldon offers a wide range of customized fabrics that can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like.
18 hours, you're sweating. Look, they got the technology to keep that sweat in, baby. Are you sweating or are you sweat in? I don't know. Figure it out because they got the best technology to keep it all cooled down, baby. Now, look, you might be like, look, I hate buying stuff and there's no loyalty program. Well, guess what?
What?
Mack Weldon has a loyalty program.
Oh, Weldon Blue?
And it's totally free. Level one
okay.
gets you free shipping. For life. How long? Life. 25 to life. Life, life. Once you reach level 2 by spending $200, that's just one time. You spend $200 once.
Yep.
Just, 205?
No. 200. 200. Once.
200 or above.
Right.
That gets you 20% off your order for the next year. Okay. Which is honestly, you're making money by saving money. Huh?
Hold on. What's that math? Also, Mack Weldon wants you to be comfortable. So if you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep it and they still refund you the money. No questions asked.
I got a question.
What? No questions asked.
Exactly. So for 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com/stiff and enter promo code stiff. One more time. That's MackWeldon.com/stiff and use promo code stiff for 20% off Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Goddamn.
Huh? She pulls up fishnets.
She pulls up. She got fishnets on.
Looking like Ass Pro Shop.
Got
title?
Damn. No, it's not going to be 100%. So she walks up, bro. She got on fucking fishnets and then she's got this black crop top on. So I can see the whole midriff. First of all, who labeled it a midriff? Because change the name.
Is that just abs? And yes. Is that anything above the belly button and below the tit? Right?
Yeah.
Midriff?
Midriff.
That sounds like something people used to have back in the 1800s. She got a case of the midriff. Oh, RIP.
It sounds like it's in the play Othello.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Shakespeare. Here we go.
Lesbian ass bitch.
Oh, shit. Lesbian, lesbian. All right. So listen. Shit. So she walks up. Goddamn. Show me that midriff. Goddamn. She's got all these like, you know the girls with the little tattoos?
Oh, those girls will fucking rock your life.
Fuck.
She's got like a little sailbar right here.
Yeah.
A little moon right here.
Yeah.
And she's hot. You got to be careful though.
Dude.
They'll wreck your life.
Oh my God.
I'll tell you, the tiny tattoos, the bigger the fuck up.
Oh my God. You know those girls with the bigger glasses, like the bigger framed glasses.
She blind?
She right, Charles.
What do you mean bigger frame?
Just like, you know, the not like regular size framed glasses.
I think I know what you're talking about.
They sort of look 80s ish.
Let me see if I got.
Yeah.
Like 80s shit, like shit like that.
A little smaller, but they're actual seeing glasses. Whatever. It's not important. But she came up with a glasses, fucking dark motherfucking hair, little tattoos, fucking black little crop top, midriff out, fucking fishnets on.
Yeah, looking like the CEO of Hot Topic. Yeah.
Vans on, and then she had these fucking jeans that were like ripped, so you could see the fishnets through the fucking holes. Oh! Dude, I almost took her down on the fucking street.
What if fishnets do underneath the jeans? It just adds depth?
It just lets me know that they're there.
Okay.
You ever seen an advent calendar?
No.
Okay. In the Christian faith, they got an advent calendar. What? And it's just a fucking poster, and it's every day you're getting closer to Easter, I think it is. No, Christmas?
Christmas.
Christmas, you're getting closer to Christmas. Every single day, there's a little door, and it's cut out, and you just open it up.
Oh.
And so you can see the little thing.
I know what those are.
That's what the jeans were doing. I said, what day it is? 69? Get over here, Rick!
What day was 69 be? June 9th?
Yep.
Yep. Wow. Good job.
Thank you.
Your synopsis is working. All right, so synopsis. Let me keep synopsizing this goddamn story. She looking bad. She comes in immediately. I don't even think I put Greta on the ground.
You put Greta on the ground for her?
Yeah.
God damn, no. She should work at Chipotle. That's all the dude needed. So you're telling me if homeboy working at Chipotle, when he's like, hey, sir, we put your dog down, was wearing fishnets?
Yep.
Put my dog down, dick up, hold up.
Oh, shit, that's what, oh, God.
Let me get extra sour cream.
So we get into the fucking bedroom immediately, got to get the door closed and shit.
Immediately?
Dude, we've been fucking texting DMing some wild shit.
What are we
ain't going to sit down and play Parcheesi?
You could play Sorry.
Oh, sorry, I came too quick.
Did you?
Nope.
Oh.
I held that bitch like a goddamn champion.
Okay. So, in the bedroom, right away.
Right away. Clothes off. Kept the fishnets on. Of course. Dude, immediately, she gets on her knee.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What'd she drop?
My dick. Dude.
So I'm telling you, your dick fell off? My dick fell off. Oh, why are you down there? Could you see if you find an average to maybe smaller than average sized penis rolling around?
Excuse me. It's lower than average. All right. So she takes my penis. Okay. And she makes that bitch disappear.
Where she put it?
I don't know.
David Blaine and the Blaine stand for blowjob.
I think she put it in her gallbladder.
Where is that?
Who knows? It's in the body.
Gallbladder? Do we have those? Everybody? You telling me not just seagulls have that? You telling me that ain't a sea gallbladder? Gallbladder? You telling me I'm walking around 27 years old with a gallbladder?
You got a gallbladder.
I got a gallbladder.
You got a gallbladder?
What'd
everybody
it do?
Got?
What'd it do?
Nothing. It honestly does nothing. That's why they take it out sometimes.
Yeah. How can they just take out your tonsils? How disrespectful is that to God, the creator bodies? You're like, we don't need this.
Oh, dude. First of all, let me tell you something, dude.
Appendix? Gone.
We don't need it. I have run into a woman or two in my life.
Really?
This woman made my cock disappear. Where did it go, madam?
The gallbladder.
Excuse me, where is it?
It.
No choking. No, first of all, ask me if she had a gag reflex.
Is it?
Ask me!
Did she have a...
No! There was none! There was none.
When you're like, either, hold up, because it's funny because there's two thoughts in my mind when it happens. I go, either I got a small dick.
Yes.
Or we just crossing the border down there.
Dude.
We double parking this Fiat, baby.
She could have put more things in there.
That's what's also crazy. Where is it? Just down there? Chilling? What's the view look like?
Dude, oh, I don't know. It was sitting on... What if there was like a love seat down there from a dick and just sitting on there? God damn.
There is.
Where's this service in here? Sucks. What's the Wi-Fi code?
Is that your heartbeat? Do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, shit. Is that a vibrator?
Oh, shit. All right. So I did have two conflicting thoughts. I'm on board with that. My first thought was, damn, this bitch, she know what she doing.
But yeah.
Also, damn. You swallowed my dick like a Mentos.
Shit.
Hold up. Nothing? Not a huck? Nothing? There wasn't a fucking sound.
You gagged for yourself? Huh? Who said that?
Yeah. Got my dick had a silencer on it or something. No sound.
The silencer.
Nothing. She went like this. And just one, you know how you go, ha, ha.
Just, I don't know. I don't do that.
Okay. You ever seen a motherfucker eat a hot dog in a hot dog eating competition where they just take the...
Too much teeth.
No.
They soak it in water, which is hilarious.
Disgusting.
What if a girl did with your dick? She just threw an Aquafina at it. Give me it.
She made that shit, dude. I have...
Hocus pocus, bitch.
Yeah. She said, abracadabra, gone.
Abracadabra, nut. So dude. She fucking... Make that shit disappear.
Dude, it was...
Is she chilling in there? Or does she go back and forth? Or
back
just like,
and forth, but she just... It was like... It was just impressive. I was just like... I started clapping. I was like, God damn.
Yeah.
And then it just... yeah, and then... And then, you know, just normal type of like, just weird fucking, you know, fucking baby all over the place on the goddamn feet. And
where's Greta?
She's in the other room. She ain't in the fucking room. I don't.
I want to interview your dog and be like, what's this sound like going on in there?
She was a little OD on this one. I don't even think I was making extra more sounds, but Greta usually cries like a minute outside the door and then just goes and chills and fucking sleeps in her bed. But this one, she was a little more active.
Yeah, she saw the fish nest. She's like, bitch, I want a bite.
God damn.
Who chewed on those jeans? Why'd they get so many holes in it? Is there another dog in the picture? So she over there, y'all doing the, how many times y'all?
Twice.
Okay.
Just twice.
Respectable.
But I tell you, the first time, because I told you that she told me that her fantasy was me.
Was this Toaster Strudel Girl?
This was It's the Strudel Girl. So, first time.
Tony Hawk.
God, you know what? That's great.
She did a 900 degree twist on that dick. Tony Hawk. The name Tony on a girl is either
the hottest
super
in the world.
Hot or just like you just tanned up. You look like you were born on the sun.
Yeah, are you a prune or a person?
Dude, there's this girl who used to work at my hometown golf course, right? Mm-hmm. And she cooked the best goddamn breakfast burrito of my life.
Yeah.
But her skin color was the tannest person I've ever seen. But she had the brightest bleached hair. And every time I'd see her, I'd be like, I wish I could have 3% of your tan, madam.
When it crosses the threshold of like too much, you're like, this is too, you look like you're made in a factory. This is too much.
But I was like, where you get all this time to tan if every time I come here, you here?
But she was a car girl, right? So she was in the sun all the
time. Nah, she was inside. She was in the pro shop.
You know, you get addicted to tanning booths, right?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
How? You just fucking light that bitch up and smoke it?
Huh? No, I'm saying tanning, like tanning beds.
I got you.
Oh.
Got a rope around your arm. Yeah, just tying the fucking the cord that goes in the wall around your arm. Give me more.
Oh, vitamin D. Yeah. So we're doing it. Things are going great. She feels stupendous. And then I'm ready to come.
Blast off.
Oh, I'm ready to go.
I'm ready to alley-oop my own dick.
Slam dunk. Okay.
Hold on.
Give it to me.
Hold on.
Yes.
Essentially, if a girl jerks you off and then you nut in her mouth, is that an alley-oop?
You like make it in her mouth?
No, you finish in her mouth. It's like dunking. She's like, she like sets you up and then you dunk. You know what I'm saying?
I feel
if
like,
she's bop, 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 yeah. and then you finish, that's an alley-oop.
I feel
transitive
like...
Transitive property.
Okay. I feel like if you like sort of nut and then it lands in her mouth, that's an alley-oop. But if she's sucking your dick and it just goes in her mouth, no, that, that's a layup.
I'm saying like she's just handy and then you go to the mouth.
Oh, yes. That
you
is
don't want this to work.
No, I'm on board.
Because you got dunked on by Carmelo Anthony.
I hate him. He made me actually no, I don't hate him because he really adjusted my entire life.
He really did. Get
I thought I was going to the NBA
Carmelo
the whole time.
Yeah, he got dunked on by Carmelo Anthony.
He dunked on my whole life.
Anyways,
real bad.
Feet.
Okay, so I'm going in, and she told me a week ago that her fantasy was that a dude comes on her feet, and then licks it off. And in my head, I go, are we going to start the weekend off like this?
Oh, fuck.
And I go, nah. And then I go, yeah.
Did you?
First of all, she had her feet. This is kind of crazy to say, and this might be too much for everyone. These were the hottest feet I've ever seen in my life. I think I've said it before in this podcast. That lie. These fucking... It's like, yo, I don't know what... Dog, like she got like first of all her pedicure. Fuck, dude.
Do you ever just go and just post up out front of like a pedicure place with binoculars? Two places you're banned: Hot Topic, Spencer's Gifts, and pedicure manicure places,
and the Hallmark card store. Don't even ask me about that one.
And the Red Lobster on Third. You don't want to know. God damn.
Stiff Socks, the next sponsor is DHM Detox, is the vitamin for people who like to enjoy alcohol, man. It's the smart, responsible way to enjoy your booze.
Because look, it's time to start taking care of your body when you drink, okay? Enjoy your drinks and forget those Sunday scaries feeling like garbaggio.
Their company is built on the words, no days wasted. DHM Detox uses science, this is a science podcast, to help boost your body's natural response to alcohol and help break down those toxins.
And look, it's made up of natural ingredients, antioxidants, and vitamins. All you gotta do is take two capsules before your first couple of drinks and it goes to work, okay?
And let me tell you something. I honestly have been using this for like the last 3-4 months and I have not got one hangover for real. And I got really bad hangovers. So this honestly works. I stand behind this.
Yeah, they're solid too. They come in little like packets as well, which is great because a lot of them are these like little bottles and you got to jiggle it around and you can't get past TSA because it's over 3 ounces. They're just in quick little packets and you just pop them in at the bar and then everybody's like, good for this guy.
And what's cool, you can take them before you drink, during, or after.
Yeah.
So if you forget,
before and after just because, you know, snake eyes, double down.
Yeah. I'm all in. I fold.
Blackjack?
I think so.
To wrap it all up, DHM Detox is a risk-free purchase, huh? So if you aren't satisfied after taking the product, they will give you your money back. So it's a no-brainer, right? So at your very least, give it a shot, alcohol, and get your refund if you don't love it.
We've got you 20% off your order and free shipping in the U.S. Just head over to nodayswasted.co/socks and use promo code SOCKS at checkout. That's nodayswasted.co/socks.
God damn. So you out here, you staring at feet and shit.
Dog, I'm telling you. I don't know how to fucking describe them. The bottoms of the feet. Like
the
perfect.
The bottoms.
I think you know that stone that sometimes you use to get all the fucking extra. It was just, they were just fucking perfect. Like
the dry skin egg?
Yeah, no dry skin egg, bro. No dry skin. It was all smooth.
She's lubing up them feet.
I think so. So I'm sucking them the whole time, obviously. And I'm like, I'm doing it. Fuck it. First time out the gate, I'm going fucking slam dunk. I don't even care. Take it out. Come on, feet. And then I do it, right? Yeah. 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 So this come on the feet, right? That's regular. That's regular. That's not regular.
Who's that regular to? Who is listening to this and be like, oh, yeah, I relate. This is very relatable. Hashtag I relate.
But that's not crazy. It's not crazy. I'm not coming into a ficus or anything weird shit.
I would prefer you dead.
Lies.
Coming to a goddamn pear fruit.
Pear?
I love pears. Pear. Anyway, back to feet. You don't like pears, don't you?
No, I do. I love pears.
They're great. You ever had a cold pear? Amazing.
Oh my God. You ever cut up and make a goddamn pear ice cream? I haven't, but
petition
fire.
To put pears in fruit salad. Goodbye, cantaloupe. I said what I said.
real quick. Tangerines, tangerines, get the fuck out of here.
In fruit salad?
In fruit salad.
They're better than cantaloupes and honeydew.
I don't like, well, yeah. Any fruit individual, great. Put them all together, you got to be selective.
Well, the hard part is when you get fruit salad, somebody's outshining everybody.
Don't put it.
And then there's like a soft grape. If you're a grape, you got to be coming in with your A game. Be crisp, yeah, all right?
If you're,
telling me you're better than a strawberry?
No. No.
You know what? You know what honeydew and cantaloupe is in a fruit salad? They're the two younger brothers that your mom made you hang out with. Go play with your friends. And they just stuck around the whole time.
Yeah. First of all, go play with your friends. Yes. I'd like to go play with my friends. I don't want to hang out with fucking Theo and Randy. I fucking hate these guys.
Yeah, why don't they also just take them out?
Like, transit of property.
Transit of property. Like people, the people have spoken. The critics are raving. Cantaloupe, trash.
Cantaloupe,
honeydew.
Trash.
Well, on its own, it's
That's
fine.
That's what I'm saying. On its own. You know what also I don't like in fruit salad? This might be a little crazy. Bananas. Get out.
Different texture.
Different texture.
I can get
don't
behind it. I can get behind
it. It's all
what are your top three fruits? I'm going pineapple.
Yeah.
I'm
yes.
going strawberry.
Yes. Hold on. Let me get it. What do we got?
We got
strawberry.
Strawberry and pineapple.
Pineapple.
There's there's two for me. It depends.
I'm going to go kind of crazy right now. I'm going raspberries.
Raspberries, they kind of get mushed up. They can't hold their weight. They're good, but they ain't buffed up.
What about blueberries?
If they're okay, I put them a close fourth. My third is tied. It's between kiwis and grapes. If it's a good grape, crispy, fire. Good kiwi, fire.
Kiwi, it's too soft in that.
Kiwi's got like a 30-second window being ripe and fucking trash.
Yeah, I'm going a grape after it ate a blue chew.
A good, hard, crisp grape
hard.
Is fire.
I'm talking about hard.
Grapes out the fridge, hard.
Grapes out the freezer, dog?
Yeah. I remember when I used to play, well, not play soccer. I would sit on the sidelines. But at halftime, even if you don't play, you still get the snacks, which is fire. But at halftime, I remember somebody's mom, I think Elliot's mom, brought like frozen grapes. And I was like, hold on.
Yeah.
Is this what it's like to be rich?
Yeah, there's certain things.
And the orange slices with the peels cut off. Fuck.
Fuck.
That's certain... how I knew I grew up in a white community. Our oranges didn't have peels on them. And I was like, this is too much.
You ever had...
They're like carved out into like 401ks.
You remember the first time you had granola?
Trash.
All right. We're going to fight after the podcast.
Compared granola, to fruit?
Buddy.
Granola's just so dry. It's just, add more. I like granola on yogurt.
Yeah. Granola on vanilla yogurt with a little bit of fruit.
That's fire.
Fuck.
Parfait?
A little bit of parfait?
Motherfucking parfait?
I love
a good parfait.
I think I got to come up with a new name.
Parfait?
Parfait.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound great.
They need, just call it that Yogi Berra.
You should do marketing.
Literally. Guys who eat parfaits be like, ha ha. Anyways, nut on the feet.
So
you lick it off. You goddamn freak.
Hold on. Did I do that?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. But the craziest thing ever was.
How do you
land
all on the feet? Do you go across or horizontal or vertical? I'm a foot. Where you nut?
Oh, like on it.
Straight up and down?
Yeah. Yeah. Straight up and down.
I was going to go more sideways.
No. I push the feet together. Push your feet together, bang, 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 bang. And then in my brain, I go, this is our fantasy. I'm just going to give it to her off top, whatever. So I did it. And this is the craziest part. When I put them in my mouth, first of all, I didn't taste anything. I thought I was going to taste semen. I didn't taste it.
Did you prepare for it? Did you have pineapple that morning?
Nah, I didn't think about it. I have a fairly good diet, but I didn't taste it. Didn't taste like anything. But the craziest thing ever is when I did it, I think it was such her fantasy that she came.
Really?
There was no dick inside, no fingers inside, nothing. I did it and she literally came. I was like, oh, wow, I didn't know I was Johnny Sins in this, man.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, it was, I'm telling you, it was one of like in the top five hottest things ever happened to me. Like it was, I'm not down to fucking eat my own semen all the time. But like if that was the reaction every time I did, I might be eating my own semen more. It was the hottest thing I've ever seen in my life. You ever seen a girl blast off hands free? Bluetooth?
Crazy.
Fuck.
That's wild.
Goddamn. What's the Wi-Fi code? Ain't nobody know. I'll tell you what it is. Footcum dot goddamn.
What was your first word after that? Like, what do you say after? The chef is home. Like, what do you say? Like, that's such an awkward encounter to have. And then afterwards, be like, well, Tony Romo's is still open.
Literally, we said nothing. Because I can't really say anything for 5 minutes after I come. I'm not even a human being. I'm just a puddle of a human. Just a fucking puddle. I can't say shit. And then literally, you know what we did after I came back to my senses? I go, that was good job, madam. And she goes, you too. And we high-fived.
Okay.
We fucking high-fived.
Uh-huh.
Sat there for like 20, 30, 40 minutes, let Greta in. We're playing with her, whatever. Greta loves fishnets,
by the way.
Greta starts
licking your feet. You're like, oh, no.
No. We make sure everything's fine before we let Greta back in. But Greta was like, so funny, dude. Greta was like, she loves fishnets. I don't know that she liked them, but she fucking loved fishnets. Then we put her out with round two. Phenomenal. And let me tell you what. Remember that one time, that DC story I had one time where that girl put the knuckle in my butt?
Knuckle in?
Knuckle in.
All the way in?
Just knuckle in. Just literally a knuckle like this. Beep, beep, bop, bop. Right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. This girl did that too.
I would wonder, you know, after you lick some nut off somebody's toes.
Yeah.
You might be like, well, what's next? Dude. We ain't just going to do missionary and not look in each other's eyes.
See, that's the problem. And I actually was having this thought go through my brain after the second go around. It's like, where do you go from here? Like, you can't.
You got to go backwards. You got to, like, literally leave, go to a Whole Foods at the same time, run into each other at aisle three looking at granola and be like, hey, I'm Michael. What's your name? Start over.
I work at the post office. Yeah, what do you do?
Yeah. Work your way up to it.
I think so.
Because you're playing Grand Theft Auto cheat code on. You started the game with racks. Every gun.
We started with, like, she told me what her fantasy was, and we started there.
Yeah.
What, dude?
I think just to switch it up, you know, if you see her tonight, you should just come in 2 seconds and be like, I'm just showing you the highest and the lowest of my lows.
Yeah. When was the last time you came real fast? Oh, you told me because when you and your girl had like a time limit. So you'd like just came.
Postmates drive was 2 minutes away. And I was like,
that's the best.
Challenge accepted. How many times we doing it?
Hold up. This is a Postmates drive one way. Oh, goddamn.
So. Now what? Where do you go from there? Rubik's Cube in the ass?
Maybe a gecko. Who knows?
Wow.
Be out here.
I mean,
yeah, it was a wild time. The second go round, I would say that was in my top 10 hardest times ever came in my life.
Really?
Yes, dude. I don't know what she was doing in there, dude. She was AABBCCCAABBB down in my butthole. Goddamn. I don't know what was happening. She was doing something. She was doing something right. Fucking explode. You ever seen a fountain turn on? Goddamn.
I've been to the Bellagio.
Yeah. Fuck. But yeah, so we're going to see each other tonight because she's leaving tomorrow, or I'm leaving tomorrow. So we'll see each other tonight, and we'll take it out from there.
1, 2, skidoo.
Oh, goddamn. What an experience, though. Beautiful feet, beautiful hands. Really nice girl. That's
I'm happy for you.
Thanks,
I thought
man.
That was going to be a lot weirder. I mean, it's definitely a little different, but you know, if this is your first episode, you might be a little like, what is going on here? But the listeners know that you've been excited about this.
And I have been excited about this. I didn't know if I was gonna execute the foot, my own semen mouth thing, but I did it, and it was fun. It was I enjoyed it. I didn't enjoy how do I word this? I didn't enjoy the action, but I enjoyed what it did to her, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I mean, it's the same reason she did the fucking knuck on the ass.
Right.
You think she'd like going up there feeling like the Cleveland Browns won a Super Bowl? Oh, that's the wrong kind of win right there.
Or the right type of win. Fuck.
For you.
Dude, I grabbed the duvet. I could have broken granite. If you put a piece of granite in my hand, I could have broken
it. When you neutered?
When I neutered. Dude, holy Toledo. Holy Toledo.
You heard it here live, folks. Toaster strudel was a success.
Try to put it in the butt, didn't fit.
How soon after did you brush your teeth?
Did I brush my teeth? Yeah. Didn't, actually.
This morning. There you go.
Didn't this morning.
You didn't this morning?
No, I did this morning.
I was gonna say, we made out before the studio session.
That's true. That's how we get, if you guys don't know, that's how we get prepped for the episode.
Yeah. Good to see you. Anyways, Sock Talk, do you love me? Are you riding?
All right. We have a sock talk here from Speedy Gonzalez, number two.
Love it.
Who says, what's the best appetizer to put your little bits on?
Bits?
I don't understand this question.
What's the best appetizer to put your dick on?
Bits or dick?
He says your little bits.
Wait.
He's making fun of our dicks?
I mean, I don't know if he knows, but he heard the story.
The like, best
what
appetizer
are you fucking?
Yeah, is it fucking or just laying on it? Because probably laying on it, maybe like guacamole, nice and cool.
Nah, I'm going. What did I just say? Before
fruit salad?
I don't remember.
Artichoke dip.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the difference between artichoke dip and fucking guacamole? And guacamole? You're so against guacamole. And
it's cold. It makes my dick look small.
No.
But fresh out the oven, artichoke dip.
Yeah, do you want burn, third degree burns on the bottom of your...
Yeah, because you know what a burn does? Makes things swell up.
Oh, man, that's gross.
I got a bigger dick now. Now somebody...
No, I'm two things. I'm either going guacamole or I'm going deviled eggs. You put your dick on two deviled eggs like a goddamn love seat. Take a seat. You've been... You sleepy? You sleepy?
You've been served.
All right, let's do a secret talk now.
Let's do it.
All right, this is an anonymous listener who says, I made a fleshlight with a towel and a glove, and I put it in my football helmet and fucked it. I think this is in response to the...
Right. I'm trying to envision this.
Hold up. One more time. Towel and a football helmet?
I made a fleshlight with a towel and a glove, and I put it in my football helmet and fucked it.
There's got to... I mean, how big is your dick, bro?
Hold on. A towel? I'm not understanding this. Oh, no. I'm still not understanding this. A towel... Great, got it. And a football helmet, got it. So you shove the towel in the football helmet.
I think he rolled up the towel, right? So it looks like a Chipotle burrito, put your dog down, right? Chipotle burrito, right? And then he put the glove over it and then just like fucked in the towel. I don't know where the football helmet comes
in. Yeah, but where's the football helmet comes in?
Maybe he puts it on his girlfriend's head and he's like, hold that. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. That's the most random. Or maybe he wore it just in case he came too hard and fell over. You think anybody's ever fainted from coming too hard? Yes.
Yes, I damn near fainted when I had the in my butt.
It's so funny. You faint, like the only thing standing is your dick.
I think it's so funny. It's not, whatever. I don't, whatever the fucking correct emotion I'm supposed to feel for this. When a girl comes and starts crying, it's just a funny ass range of emotion.
I've never had that. Just tears of joy. So I must have very untearful dick because I've never.
It's such a funny sort of emotion.
I've cried after, but that's separate.
You ever felt like crying afterwards? I felt bad about myself afterwards, but not like I need to weep.
Why did you feel bad? You're just like, this. I didn't need to be here.
I didn't need to be here. Yeah, it's mostly that. It's mostly that. Like, ugh, I didn't even want to really do this type of thing. You have post nut regret over a woman. You have to have.
Me?
Never?
Nah.
You've never had post nut regret for a lady?
Of course I
have. Okay. I was like, hold on, what?
College should just be called, I came, she came. Nah, she didn't come because it's college. Dude, I didn't even know you could get a girl off in college, bro. I was out here being like, well, I finished. I guess it's done. And then you graduate and she's like, you going to make me finish? And you're like,
finish what? What are we doing? A Sudoku?
Taxes? I mean, I think a lot of it, the biggest like post nut, like regret ones are like when you hook up with your ex again, you're like, yeah. I was horny.
Yeah.
Why? We didn't need to do this.
I'm still not understanding this helmet thing. Have we got
right in?
Yeah, we need him to write in. I think it's just like, I think it's probably the helmet is sort of the hard outer shell. The towel goes in and gets wrapped up around in that. And then the glove goes in there.
How big of a towel? Just like a
big ass hotel? So funny to be a mom walking in and be like, oh my God, you must really do love the Green Bay Packers. Go Pack Go. Is that why there's holes in the cheese head you always wear? I'd fuck a cheese head off top.
Oh yeah.
Off top, bro. I moved to Green Bay just so I could be like, oh, that's a cool cheesehead you're wearing. Nah, I'm a fuck it up.
Dude, of course. You don't think I fuck a cheesehead? I fucked a pillow on my mom's lingerie on it before. Goddamn.
You're so weird. All right. I think we should end it right there.
Why? All right, man. That's the episode, guys. you know, thank you so much for listening and supporting. We really appreciate it. As I always say, man, go on iTunes, rate, subscribe, and review. It really helps us out. And yeah, man, thank you guys for coming on this journey with us.
And also October 15th through the 17th, that is the 15th through the 17th of this month, I'm going to be in Salt Lake City at Wise Guys Comedy Club. So come on and check it out. Tickets on my website, trevorwallscomedy.com.
Scooby.